calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. And we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live.
It's live at 5 California time. It's Rio Bravo Music Live with your host, ex-oil field worker turned chemical drilling engineer, songwriter, and composer, Dougie the Drill Crockett. Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along, and maybe someone will hear how good a song you have wrote, and Crockett played it here.
Snake in the grass. Here in Rio Bravo Music Live, we invite all different types of genres. We promote artists and writers that want to get their music out there. From rock to hip hop, from country to gospel, no matter what, we are here to help and promote your music. Make sure to tune in every week for the Lost Tapes of Young Elvis' Life, an interview that explores the beginnings of Elvis Presley's through the eyes of a man who lived with young Elvis before becoming a superstar.
Live show on on BBS Radio. Real Bravo Music Live Show.
It's time for the spotlight. A countdown of the top songs of the week. A place where your host, Dougie Crockett, analyzes, discusses, and plays the newest songs submitted by songwriters
all over the world.
Songs are judged by the categories of
arrangement,
melody, lyrics, and voice. We give you artist biographies and background and provide your daily dose of great new music. So get ready to experience the spotlight with your host, Dougie Crockett, here at the Real Bravo Music Live Show.
Welcome back, my friends. I'm Dougie Crockett, your host of the Real Bravo Music Live Radio Show. And now we're going to have the segment of the show called The Spotlight, where we play the songs coming into BBS Radio and we count them down to number one. And our first song of the day is going to be I Won't Move by Natalie Carlane. A Melbourne singer, songwriter, Natalie Carlane has emerged from extended break of harmonizing the new single, I Won't Move, a track about vulnerability and fertility, laden with labored piano and stellar vocals. The song has some honest combinations, including a squeaky piano pedals and vulnerable lyrics and vocals with full-blown production backdrops, which is a sort of musical marriage that inspires me, said Natalie. And now, this song, I Won't Move by Natalie Carlane.
When I fall apart, it's your arms I want to encase me. Carry my raptured heart. Take it gently in your sweltering hands. I feel it in my blood. Indulge me. Send it here with you. Cements in my bones. Harmonize my vessel. Match each breath. Guard my steps, oh, unfold me through and through. Memorize my discord as I won't. I can't be sure it's you. I'm no lie, I'm just trying to filter through. I'm out the dirt, past the dust. Whispers just echoing my deepest depths. But right now I want to breathe you in, I want to take you in. So harmonize my vessel. So unfold me through and through. Memorize my discord as I won't move.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Spotlight. I'm Dougie Crockett. We're on the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. We're examining some songs coming into bbsradio.com, and we're counting down to the number one. And the last song we played was I Won't Move by Natalie Carlane. And the next song we're going to play is called Anthem, and it's by Three Stripe. And, you know, Three Stripe is a Toronto record producer. Three Stripe has been producing music for 13 years. In January 2018, Three Stripe earned himself a gold record with Toronto pop artist Veronica. The record went to number one in Belgium. Three Stripe committed himself over the years to strictly develop artists under the new creative banner, New Toronto Grudge. And now, this track, Anthem, by Three Stripe.
Well, I bleed and I'm leading, won't stop until you all see it. You want more, well, you'll receive it, but don't get out of line cause you'll feel it. And Three Stripe is the legion, and we're taking it over our four seasons. We got no time for your breathing, so please give me, just give me one good reason. Go on and don't run, just pull up a chair, lean back and take the plunge. This is out of Toronto grunge. Any day of the week, so go ahead and pick one. From Queen V, yeah, and Jessica P, yeah, stereo. Said I grew was named after the city. Yeah, Dallas Roden, girl, you're looking real pretty. Hello, ho, lo, ho, sound like a bottle of rum. A Brazilian beast, everybody needs one. Kylie Rose about to drop her first EP. Buckle up, cause y'all ain't even heard about me yet. No, so don't run, just pull up a chair, lean back and take the plunge. This is I'm Toronto grind. Any day of the week, so go ahead and pick one.
Dougie Crockett, and welcome back to the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show, and this is the Spotlight. And that last track we played was called Anthem by Three Stripe. And the next song that we're going to play is called Riding the Wave by Shepherd. These are Brisbane hitmakers. Shepherd dropped the brand new single Riding the Wave this week, along with the news that their second album, Watching the Sky, will hit the stores globally on June the 8th. With a clear vision of who they are and what they stand for, Shepherd has silenced the naysayers, throwing off the shackles of their global mash, Geronimo. With two radio chart-topping hits in the last 12 months, with gold-selling Keep Me Crazy and platinum-selling Coming Home, refusing to be defined by their success and their detractors, Shepherd has steered their own ship, focusing on authenticity and delivering great pop songs keep the world a-singing. And now we will have the track Riding the Wave by Shepherd.
I still got this music running round in my head. We can lose it all in this moment and do it all again and again and again.
Lazy eyes, I don't wanna sound crazy high, but I'm having this amazing time here with you.
It's been a good DJ the party, no one's saying good.
Riding the Wave by Shepherd. And our next track is going to be Flesh and Bone by the Bird People. The Bird People are not a regular pop outfit. The former members fell apart due to a diminishing urgency. Guitar music seemed partial beyond redemption. In a fit of desperation, they bought a semi-module MS-20. None of them knew the first thing about analog systems, but that was beside the point. They projected an old sci-fi flick onto the wall of the rehearsal space, recording improvisation music directly to the portable cassette player. They worked on the EP, soon began under the supervision of their producer, who shared the band's musical catastrophe. The songs resist violency and writer's block and homemade instruments and sentences and metal scraps and fashioned unto a tree. And now we're going to play the song Flesh and Bone about the Bird People.
There's a dawn giving birth to the crust of the earth. There are cogs and sprockets rest of the air. There are cogs and sprockets, there's joints and sockets, there is flesh and bone.
That was Flesh and Bone by the Bird People. And so that's the end of our spotlight. That was our number one song. And we hope you tune in next week to the spotlight, where we count down to the number one song on indie music sent in to bbsradio.com. And we'll see you next week on the spotlight.
Calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com, and we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to RioBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/RioBravoMusicLive. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Rio Bravo Music Live.
And welcome back to the Rio Bravo Music Live radio show. And I'm Dougie Crockett, your host. And we're going to play some original music now. And our first song we're going to play is a song called I Tried, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and sang by Mike Lust out of Nashville, Tennessee.
I tried to be the man that you want me to be, but you don't understand. And I tried to live out my life like a man's supposed to, when he got a wife. And I tried to forget about you, but time keeps on building and I can't find the truth. And I tried, yeah I did, I really tried. So I did. These lies, they're grooved in my face, they're representatives of a hectic, hectic pace. You know the stress all don't seem to go away, you just keep on living and acting the same damn way. And I tried really try. So I did. I tried to be a man that you want me to be, but you don't understand. And I tried to live out my life like a man's supposed to when he got a wife. And I tried to get you out of my mind, but too many memories are sealed in time. And I tried, yeah, I did. I really tried. So I did. These lies that are grooved in my face, they're representatives of a hectic pace. You know the stress, oh, don't seem to go away. You just keep on living and acting the same damn way. I tried most everything, from model cars to flying planes, but the hobbies don't seem to help my mind forget about you for a short time. I tried, yeah, I did. I really tried. So I did. I tried to be a man that you want me to be, but you don't understand. I tried. I tried, I really tried, yeah, tried, I really tried, yeah, tried.
An exception to the rule. to the room.
Hello, I'm Dougie Crockett, your host on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. That was a song called I Tried, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier, sang by Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee, followed by a song called Exception to the Rule, written by Dougie Crockett Frazier and sang by Mike Lusk out of Nashville, Tennessee.
Make sure to tune in every week for the Lost Tapes of Young Elvis's Life, an interview that explores the beginnings of Elvis Presley through the eyes of a man who lived with young Elvis before becoming a superstar.
And now we're going to play a clip from the Lost Tapes of the Young Elvis, an interview with Cliff Cleaves, who spent his young life with the young Elvis. In early 1957, only four people lived at Graceland: Mr. and Mrs. Presley, Elvis, and Cliff Cleaves. In this interview, you will learn what really went on behind the scenes. Jim Wiggins interviews the man who was there. Cliff Cleaves reveals the truth about the private life of the young Elvis Presley.
How did the story between Cliff and Elvis begin? Where did you first see him?
The story began and developed real quickly. I went to see him in the basement of the Chisco Hotel in Memphis, which is now owned by a church.
Give us a year.
The year was 56.
1956.
He had done the Tommy Dorsey show. That was the stage of his career, was Tommy Dorsey. Heartbreak Hotel had been released in January. And I've forgotten another record down in there. Some of the Sun recordings, of course, were all out, but they were now owned by Victor and available. But he had maybe a week or two prior to that been on the Tommy Dorsey show because I saw it.
Now, this was TV or radio?
TV, the Tommy Dorsey, the television show, the old Tommy Dorsey show. Wasn't that the name of it?
I watched the bandstand. I wasn't in
the... Yeah, this was the Tommy Dorsey show. This is the old Tommy Dorsey show at that time, 56. You threw me there, but I've got to come back. It was the Tommy Dorsey show. But anyway, he had done that, and I was aware of it, and I'd been aware of him before because I'd been a disc jockey back in 55, played some of his records. So we were all headed to a little favorite haunt.
Where were you DJing?
At a station called WDXI in Jackson, Tennessee.
Rock and roll station?
Oh, yeah. I had my own show. I played nothing but rock and roll. Pure. Nothing but.
Pure back then was pure.
Yes, it was. Yes, you're right. That pure rock and roll. Rock and roll.
So you had played some...
This was even before, at that time, they hadn't even... Alan Freed had not started calling it rock and roll. Right before that, I think. I'm not sure.
It was still called that music.
That music.
Paris was...
But I see, at least in 55, it hadn't officially become widespread rock and roll, I don't think, at that time.
All right, so you met him how...
I was aware that he was playing at the Chisco Hotel, in the basement of the hotel. Somehow I had heard that. So my friend stopped off at another hotel there called the Peabody, and I told him I'd be back in a while. I was going to catch the Elvis show up in the Chisco. So I did. I went in, and the only one that I can distinctly remember there was also a person from Jackson, Wink Martindale.
Oh.
It's the only phase, the only Wink. The only one that I can say, who else was there? Wink Martindale.
This is the game.
The Wink Martindale, the game show man. And he's from Jackson, so am I. He used to work at WDXI, but we knew each other anyway. But the reason I'm bringing that out is that the only person, if someone said, tell me someone else that was there.
Yeah, who was all in the room?
Who was in that room? Yeah. Wink Martindale is the only one I can say for sure. And he did the show. It was an hour long. It cost $1 to get in.
A dollar.
See, he had nothing. He had had a couple of hit records and did that Tommy Dorsey show, and that was where it was.
What label was he with back then? Was
RCA. He was on Victor.
So this was
He had been signed to RCA Victor in 56, January of 56, and the Heartbreak Hotel record was released.
Oh.
in January.
That's the one I had to compete with all the time.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that had been released and had already hit the charts and was going back down. He had another one up.
Who was his backup band at that point?
His backup? Oh, this Scotty Moore, Bill Black, and DJ Fontana. Oh, yes.
Did you know them prior to Elvis?
Not prior, no. We all became friends after Elvis, but I did not know them prior.
So you're in this hotel basement?
So we're in the basement there, maybe 150 people. They wouldn't hold any more than that. He finished the show, and when he did, he immediately went out this door. Well, when he did, I made my move.
You mean even back then?
I mean, even then, when he finished his show, he didn't run out.
Yeah.
But when he finished, he simply made his exit. He got off the little bandstand there, maybe half a foot high, stepped down, and went out the door.
Mm.
Well, when he did, I saw him go out the door. I went for the door. I was going to stop and talk to him. By the time I got to the door, he hit another door that goes straight up. It's an exit. I didn't know this, and no one else did. That's not how you came in the hotel.
Mm.
Up the side exit, stairway up. And I saw him go up, so I went up the stairway. All of a sudden, boom, I hear a door slam. I'm still going up the stairs. I go up, knock the door. You're not knock it, but you know, push the door open. And there he stands on the street. I think Mulberry's the name of that street, in back of the Chisker. I remember in the deep curbs. I saw it not too long ago. And he was just standing there with his guitar and a green sport coat, white tie, white shirt. And I went over and introduced myself. I said, Elvis, I said, this is, and I say this because after his death, I never even thought about it. But it's all very clear. This is what set the stage for the relationship. I said, Elvis, I said, you could be the biggest thing that has ever happened in the history of this business. And I said, now, I
would like... Don't you believe, though, that he might have heard that from other people?
He did.
Why would that particular phrase have cemented the relationships?
Well, I don't think it was just the phrase alone. It was the fact that he made an appearance there, and no one else made a move to meet him. I brought that. No one else. And that I exerted the effort, and the fact that I had been a disc jockey in Jackson, and he played his record, boom, 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 and then told him what I thought.
That does happen in show business. We tend to give ourselves our credentials.
But, yes, but here comes the stroke.
Yeah.
Just the fact that I said you could be the biggest thing that ever happened in the history of the business is sure. Maybe someone else did. But maybe someone, here's what they may not have done that left the impact.
So
I said, wait, watch. I said, I would like for you to come with me. Watch, this is the hook. Right now, there's a man down at the Peabody Hotel waiting on me. He's very wealthy, and I would like to take you now and introduce you to him, and I think the rest of this will be a cakewalk. It was that combination. Many guys said, hey, you're great.
Yeah.
And boom, they're gone. Hey, you're great. Now, have you got a moment for me to back your career?
Did he go with you to the
Peabody? No, he couldn't. He said, I appreciate that, but he said, I'm booked on the Louisiana Hayride. I'm waiting on my ride right now. We're going to Shreveport. No more than he said that, then the car turned. There was Scotty Moore in there. They picked him up. He shook my hand, said, nice meeting you, and I appreciate what you said, and drove off.
And when was the next time that you had face-to-face?
The next time I saw him was in September of that year. I'm up visiting the same hotel. Except this time we were upstairs at WHBQ on the mezzanine floor. And I had been in to say hello to Dewey Phillips, the disc jockey there.
You were just visiting some of your...
I'm visiting one man in particular, a disc jockey named Dewey Phillips. Mm-hmm. Say hello to him. And I had just come back in California. After the confrontation, not confrontation, but...
First meeting.
Encounter with Elvis, 3 days later, I moved to California.
And welcome back to the Real Bravo Music Live radio show. And I'm Dougie Crockett, your host. And we just got through listening to a clip of an interview with Cliff Cleaves, who was spent his young life with young Elvis in the mid-50s. He actually lived with Elvis for a number of years in his house with his mother and daddy. And we're going to be airing more of this interview in future shows, so be watching out for more of these interviews and the entirety of the whole interview eventually.
Calling all songwriters. If you have a song you want to share to the world, send your MP3 and a short bio of your project to RealBravoMusicLive@yahoo.com.
and we will play and promote your music for free. Send your songs to Dougie Crockett to Real Bravo Music Live at yahoo.com. So if you are a recording artist, a publisher, a record label, or a song plugger looking for something different and original, then you are in the right place. Catch our show on 17 different podcast websites, such as iTunes and TuneIn, as well as here at bbsradio.com/Real Bravo Music Live. If you are looking for more exposure for your songs, great original content, talented new artists, or the next big song, find it all here at Real Bravo Music Live. In Real Bravo Music Live, we invite all different types of genres. We promote artists and writers that want to get their music out there. From rock to hip hop, from country to gospel, no matter what, we are here to help and promote your music. Disclaimer, it is unlawful to download and distribute any copyrighted material. All songwriters on the Real Bravo Music Live radio show and all songs on the show are original. The writers who created and composed them own the copyrights. All rights reserved.
prescription for disaster. Don't be a swinger, be a stinger. Stuck in Mexico, Spanish fly in my coat. Dos pesos, nowhere to go. ¿Cómo está, señorita? ¿Cómo está, Chiquita? ¿Cómo está, be mine? ¿Cómo está?
Dougie Crockett, friend of the songwriter. Dougie Crockett, a friend of the songwriter. He'll promote your song and pass it along. Did I mention it was free? Dougie Crockett, a friend to the songwriter.